On the boys' side here, wrestling team for the boys had a good outing on Saturday at their home invitational, finishing in second place. They're going to head up to Nebraska. Good competition there on Friday and Saturday. They'll have a duel. The varsity boys will with Lexington, the Minutemen on Friday night, and then the John Higgins Invitational on Saturday, as we're joined with a couple of the lighter weights here, light midweights, whatever you want to call them, 138 pounds. Alex Rodriguez, do you consider yourself a lightweight or a midweight?
I would say middleweight, mostly.
All right. But you're back at 138 this year, and how's it been for you?
Not the best. Haven't proceeded like I was last year and produced. But coming back off of Christmas break and then just kind of going back into things and finding the groove. Hoxie was not it, and then now we're kind of trying to find that place back.
All right, but, Saturday at home, you had a pretty rough weight class there and ended up, I think, what, third place in that?
Yes, sir.
But you ended up wrestling the top of the tournament champion. You wrestled him pretty tight there to the end. But overall, how'd you feel like your wrestling was at home on Saturday?
Not too bad, besides of the duel on Friday. That kind of messed up my knee, but then still wrestled through that and had a pretty decent day. And then just not having that third and fourth place match just kind of forfeited to – well, I didn't forfeit, but the kid forfeited against me, so it wasn't how I wanted to end the day. Mm-hmm. So now we have to go up to Lexington to finish that off and see how we produce up there.
Well, that'll be a good challenge for you. What are some things that you're trying to continue to put yourself in maybe to that next level?
Mostly first period. That's where I struggle the most, especially once we get down to the minute periods. Once you make it to the backside, that's where I struggle. Can't get anything working just because there's not enough time and mm-hmm. Can't rush, because if you do, that's where most mistakes come from. So I see most of those points that I've gave up to the upper class or the top placers were just first period missed takedowns or giving up those points where I should have finished but then couldn't finish off. So
what do you want to accomplish at Lexington on Saturday?
It's a tough tournament, and especially like last year, we looked at the stats and us as a team didn't do too hot. We only had four placers. So I'm mostly trying to make it back up on the podium again, which is the main goal, I guess, as every weekend.
Absolutely. Hopefully you accomplish that, and it'd be nice to see some different styles of wrestling as well.
It's way different compared to Kansas for sure, and most of them wrestle the style that I do, leg riding. So that's where we struggle the most, and I struggle. So now I get to see that different competition to see how we can do up there.
All right. Well, I hope things work out well for you up there, Alex. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
Junior Alex Rodriguez joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and I believe another junior, right? Tyler, yeah, you're junior,
sir.
As well? Can remember. So you at 132 had a pretty good run last Saturday, fell a little short there, but how'd you feel like you came out and competed in the tournament on Saturday?
I feel like I competed very tough, and I just need to learn how to execute my shots more like I was my freshman year and just get my confidence back from under my shots and just take better shots also.
Well, I know you had to feel like you gained some confidence. You had a big win, I think it was in the quarterfinals, against the kid from Ulysses. And I know you lost to him there at the end, but in that third and fourth place match. But, you can beat a state-caliber type of wrestler like that. That had to give you some confidence, didn't it?
Yes, sir, yeah. He always used to beat me last year pretty bad, and I wouldn't say pretty bad, but he used to beat me last year, and I came out, and in the last 30 seconds, it was 3-4, and I got a good shot on him. I took him down, and I beat him, and that's what it's all about, coming back from last year and getting back to beating people that you lost to last year and over and just competing.
Well, you started up a little higher, were able to cut down to 132. You feeling pretty comfortable now getting that extra pound allowance?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling very good. I was weighing 45, 47 at the beginning of the year and cut down to 32 and 13, 14 pounds is a lot, but you just got to keep on the diet and just stop eating as much as you were when you were wrestling 53 pounds under, and just keep on that diet and have a little water here and there, and just to keep your mouth wet.
What are you looking forward to the most here? It's a big stretch of your season coming up here with three big tournaments there, the one at Lexington on Saturday, Rocky Welt next weekend, and then hard to believe league in a couple weeks. But what are you looking to do as you get closer to regionals?
I'm looking to get back on my shots and just keep working on them and just get my confidence back like I had my freshman year on my shots and just keep on practicing and getting better and hopefully get on the podium at Lexington. And it's a very hard tournament. And then we come back and go to Garden, which is one of the toughest tournaments that we go to. It is the toughest tournament we go to. And so I hope I can get some wins there and learn from the mistakes I make and whatnot.
Well, all right. Is this your first time on the show?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did pretty good. Were you a little nervous at all?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not too bad, man. You did a good job. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Tyler Roberts joining us here, and we'll get another wrestler. I think one of the girls wrestlers next. Who wants to go first? Oh, Ashlyn does. Ashlyn wrestling at 155 pounds has had a really good season so far. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, reflect back on your season. You bump up a weight class or so, and a little bit of a challenge. There are some pretty good wrestlers in that weight class this year, but you've held your own. How do you feel like that you've wrestled overall?
I feel like I've done pretty good. I mean, the girls that are pretty challenging, mm-hmm. I've seen before in my past weight classes. And so I've kind of know what to expect, mm-hmm. but at the same time, having more strength this year, I feel like I can actually keep up with them compared to like the last years when I was cutting.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice not to cut too much, huh?
Yeah, like 2 pounds a week, that's it.
Oh, wow, wow. But, no, as you kind of take a look at this season, you got to wrestle at home on Saturday there and had a good showing. How'd you feel like you wrestled against the competition there?
I feel like I kept up very well, especially with Ryan Rodriguez and Callie Wagner. Mm-hmm. Usually they just throw me around the mat, and I took them into third period. And it was a challenge not to get pinned. At one point, my shoulder was all the way back and up, and I was like, oh, it's going to tear off. But I hung in there.
No, that's why they make you stretch at practice and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned going up against Callie and Ryan, and, you know, what makes them so just difficult wrestlers to compete against?
Callie just has really good pressure. Like, she knows once she gets you down, she knows where to put her pressure and how to keep you there. And so even as I was shifting and trying to do sit outs and stuff, she had constant pressure on me and she knew where to put it. And then Ryan is just really strong. Mm-hmm. She's got some strong legs and she's got strong shoulders. And so once I get on top, I can kind of move her around a little bit, but usually she'll get out and then she'll just drag me down to the mat. She barely breaks the sweat throughout the match, and she's just really in good shape.
Well, you go up to Lexington on Friday to wrestle, and you're going to see a whole new set of wrestlers there that you haven't seen, probably won't see for the rest of the year. I think maybe see McCook there, maybe a somewhat familiar team. But you take a look at the rest of that. What are you looking forward to the most to headed up to Lexington on Friday?
I'm really looking forward to getting back at my McCook girl. I lost to her in Norton, and that just should not have happened. So I'm looking to get back at that, and then I'm hoping to place again like I did last year.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you and get on the award stand there and everything. So I know you've had a good junior season. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, had Ashlyn Pasternik at 155. We move to 190 pounds and senior Lydia Alfonso joining us here, tournament champion once again. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing all right. You scared off the competition so much that only one girl wanted to wrestle you on Saturday, but you got her twice.
I know. I was pretty bummed because I just wanted more wrestlers to wrestle. And, I mean, having one girl was fine enough, but I just wish there was more competition there.
But you're a two-time tournament champion in Scott City. How about that?
That was pretty good. That's a pretty good feeling. I was hoping I would win again, so yeah, that was nice. That was a nice way going out.
All right, but you've bumped up from 170 to 190 this year, and what adjustments have you had to make along the way to kind of figure things out there?
I mean, the only adjustments I've had to make so far was just you know, building up my strength there. Mm-hmm. And just, it's really hard because at 170, all the girls are really faster now. Well, they were faster, but now at 190, like, they're pretty slow, so it's pretty fine there.
All right. And, you know, you've had a couple of tournaments since then. How do you feel like that you've maybe progressed along the way?
My last tournaments, they were pretty bad. I didn't do as good as I thought I should have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, coming into Scott City, I was hoping to do good, like, because at Norton, I was seated fourth, and I didn't even place at that. So I was just hoping I could, like, redeem myself a little bit at Scott. So, yeah.
As close as you were to qualifying for state last year, do you feel like this is kind of a redemption year for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's my last year. I'm hoping to go to state because I lost in the blood rounds. If I would have won my last match, I would have gone to state. So hopefully this year there's some chance that I'll place and I'll just go to state for my last and final year.
The nice thing is that it's here at home. So
yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking, especially because like my whole family's going to be there. Everyone that I know is going to be there. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I know you got to be looking forward to your tournament up in Lexington on Friday.
Yeah, I just like going to Lexington because it's just like more bonding for mm-hmm. the girls since we have that Saturday off and we just get to watch the boys. So, yeah, I really like Lexington. Hopefully we get snowed in like last year. Right, Dakota?
I see. No, that was – I can attest to that drive home Saturday night. That was – you got to the state line and – whew, you can go faster than 40, so
yeah.
But hopefully it's a little better weather. I know it's going to be cold up there, but you're going to be inside, so it's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lydia, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend throughout the season.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Lydia Afonso joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we'll bring in Coach Dakota Hayes as they get set for a journey into Nebraska coming up on Friday and Saturday. Well, you know, Saturday you had your home tournament there. A lot of wrestling, a lot of good wrestling, too. And both the boys and girls side, boys end up a second-place finish, and the girls with a championship finish. I know overall, I think looking back on it, you had to like kind of what you saw from your team over the weekend.
Yeah, I know it was one of the bigger tournaments that we have hosted mm-hmm. in the past few years, and we had a lot of teams wanting to get in. I think we ended up adding Colby late, and you know, it on the boys' side, it was a long day, mm-hmm. But it was high quality wrestling, and to be able to bring that to our town and to our fans, it was great. But our kids wrestled really, really well, considering we were only able to practice twice last week. You know, we were able to practice Wednesday and Thursday. We had the whole debacle at the high school. We weren't able to practice on Thursday, and so we ended up doing a roll around on Friday morning before the duel with Hoxie. And you know, it's just one of those things. We got to, you know, make do with what we got mm-hmm. and the opportunities that we have. And considering the situation, I feel like they wrestled well. Mm-hmm. Some of them probably could have done a little bit better than what they did. I know some of them were a little disappointed, and rightfully so. At the end of the weekend, it was a good long weekend, and second place and first place finish, you can't really hang your head on that. So.
Oh, absolutely not. And I was trying to remember. I don't remember. It's been a long time since the Scott City Classic has not had a round robin weight class.
You know, the boys' side was packed.
Yes.
I mean, we even had to break up some of the weight classes into B brackets, and we haven't really had to do that ever before. And to see a lot of teams coming, just because mm-hmm. we're offering both the boys and the girls mm-hmm. tournament at the same time, in the same building. I mean, you know, you look at Norton, we had to go two separate places. So I had to split up my coaching staff and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And to be able to be in the same building where, you know, Bryce could run back and forth and Morgan could run back and forth, Chasten could go, and I could even go, and so mm-hmm. something like that is nice to be able to offer. So,
yeah, it is. You had a couple of podium toppers there on the boys' side and on the girls' side as well. Trenton Frank there, he probably, you know, quietly had probably one of the toughest weight classes there. You know, at 106, he had a couple of top-ranked wrestlers in 3A, and he got through, he only had to wrestle one of them, but still he's beaten the kid from Russell before, but he beat the kid from Joaquini Quinter there in the championship match, and that kid he's a pretty tough kid and a good win for Trenton.
Yeah, no, both the Frank boys wrestled really, really well. Trenton wrestled lights out. I mean, he had to wrestle Joaquini kid who placed at state last year. And he was in control. He wrestled his match and did what he needed to do to be able to come out with a win. And that's the things that we'd like to see. We like to invite high quality competition so that we know what we need to work on and what we need to do and how to wrestle those tough matches. Because from here on out, I mean, you're looking at the Lexington tournament, which is tough. You know, when you're talking about North Platte and Millard South and Bennington and all those quality Nebraska teams. And then weekend after that, we roll right into Garden City. And, you know, being able to start really nitpicking on some of those things that we need to work on is great.
Absolutely. You mentioned Houston there at 175 pounds, wins by a Tech Fall. And we didn't know that till afterwards. That was his first ever Tech Fall victory there. He won. And to do it against a Nordyke from Holly, and the Nordyke is a pretty big wrestling name there, and good quality wrestlers there in Holly, Colorado, and the way he controlled that match was something impressive.
Yeah, Houston just came out, and he was on another level. I mean, he knew what he needed to get done and wrestled lights out, and he controlled that match from start to finish, and he played it into his game. And to be able to go out there and wrestle a match and be able to really decide that, hey, this is how it's going to go, and I'm going to put myself in this position, and I'm going to do this. It's really nice to see that mat awareness and that presence that he has. So hopefully at towards the end of the year, it really takes him the distance. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he had some others that fell a little short there. But overall, I think you're seeing some of those kids maybe start to turn the corner here a little bit. I look at one that, you know, or a couple that have bumped up weight classes there with some moving around there. I look at the Couchman at 57 and Gossman at 65. They've bumped up, but they've put together back-to-back pretty good weekends at those weight classes.
They did. They both have wrestled really, really well and to the ability that they have. And hopefully we can start, you know, knocking off some of those ranked guys and getting where we need to be for that end of the year push. So.
And then flipping over to the girls' side, you did have a couple of winners. We talked to one of them, had Adriana Ortiz, I believe it was, at 100 pounds. A pretty good win for her, a tournament win there, and then a lady at 190, and really some good headliners there, and all your girls really came out and wrestled pretty tough on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I feel like they were a little hungry after last weekend. A lot of them said that they came out flat and didn't wrestle to the best of their abilities, and I said, hey, here's the deal. It's your home tournament, and go out and take what you can, and they all wrestled really, really well. I mean, considering the circumstances, like I said, two practices a week it gets us out of our routine and all that kind of stuff. And so hopefully this weekend up there at Lexington, we can really start, you know, turn to another page and kick into another gear and get everything going. But I feel like they all wrestled well. Haley had a tough bracket. Yes. I mean, she had the Gentry Porter girl from Leota and she's tough. She also had, you know, Oakley girl and Cimarron girl and all those girls are just tough. But she held her own. She wrestled really, really well, wrestled her match and did awesome. And Ashlyn wrestled tough. Brooklyn wrestled tough. Audrey did. I mean, those girls are they're coming out. They're hungry and they want to be able to you know, hopefully clinch a regional championship come February here at home. So.
Well, now you kind of focus ahead here Friday and Saturday. Your girls will have the tournament there at Lexington on Friday. Your boys will also have a duel there on Friday with Lexington. And then Saturday, the boys take the mat there at Lexington. And you mentioned just this tournament kind of leads into kind of the next level of competition from Nebraska.
Yeah, no, I think Millard South is going to be there this year. And they're a team that I do believe is nationally ranked. They're tough kids. You know, Bennington is multi-state championship team from Nebraska, and they wrestle tough. Cozad, we saw them at Norton, and they're a tough team. And North Platte, they're a tough team. We saw them from Norton. And so seeing this high level of competition, really, you know, some of those guys that might be feeling comfortable in where they're at really makes them realize, like, hey, I got to kind of kick it in gear and get things done, so.
Absolutely, and I think, is Ray going to be coming back there again?
Ray is coming
back. Wow. I mean, yeah, it's loaded there, and I think that it'll be a good test to see some different style of wrestling as well, and learn a lot from there and not seeing those kids. But it's also going to be nice at the same time with Cozad and North Platte, and even for, you know, seating purposes, that you can maybe have that opportunity to have a seat up on them, and they know a little bit about your kids as well.
Yeah, no. It is really nice, and that's why part of the reason we started dueling Lexington on Friday night is so that maybe we can throw ourselves in there, you know, to have some common opponents or anything like that. Like, hey, we beat you last night, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you did. And so to be able to get that seed or whatever. But at the end of the day, we really don't go up there, you know, just for the seeds or whatever. We go up there for the quality competition, and at the end of the day, you know, that's what makes you better. To be the best, you got to wrestle the best. And seeing teams like Miller South and Bennington and Beatrice and Hastings, and those teams are just they're tough.
All right. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Wrestlers up at Lexington Friday and Saturday. Thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you up there in Nebraska.
Awesome. I appreciate it.